בואי סי, בעזרת השם. We have a wonderful merit, Baruch Hashem, to have Rav Broider with us, to enjoy from all of the wonderful Shefa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to him as a messenger of our holy Rav, Rav Shalom Arush. This is Mamash, the right hand of Rav Shalom in the world. The Kabetz Nitzchah Mo Yisrael together to bring all of the sweet brothers of us to Eretz Yisrael, to wake them up inside of the depths of the horrible exile. We have, Baruch Hashem, that wonderful merit to have Rav Broider with us. We're going to hear a few words of Chizuk from him to straight our minds on the real purpose, what we need to achieve in this world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Hashem, my esteemed and beloved brother and teacher, Rebbe Dror, thank you very much. And what said one thing of the most important, his messenger, know that the mailman, the power of all of us, and the success is all of us, is to know that we're nothing without Hashem, and we're nothing without the Tzaddik. And we say every morning, Vayaminu b'Hashem u'Moshe avdo. People say, what are you talking about? A tzaddik, belief in flesh and blood. Yes, belief in flesh and blood. Just like we believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Torah says, and you shall believe in Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu. We say this every morning in Shirat Hayam. And this is an integral part of Judaism, not just Hasidus. Hasidus would be all Judaism. If you see what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says on page 20, it says Hasidus Malakol. And it gives a list of the things that the Mesilas Yeshurim based, the Ramchal based Mesilas Yeshurim on this Gemara, that first a person has to be careful, and then a person has to, he has to zero, that he has to be agile in running away from sin and in doing mitzvahs. And then he says, Hasidus is above Kulam. What's Hasidus? That the Rif says Kedusha. The Rif says Kedusha. His version of the Gemara is Kedusha. But what I want to think, they say the Midrash, Poitchim be Shevach Achsanya, that I want to say a few words and praise, like not all the praise, but a few words of praise, because I can't say all of the wonderful Rav Dror's praise in front of him, not to embarrass him, but even a part of it, that when I come into this room, and if I have tears in my eyes, it's not because of the 3 weeks, it's because of joy. I have to be honest, and to see what's happening with the English program under the directorship of Rebbe Dror, it's just amazing. And it's come to a situation where it can literally tell anyone of any age, from 18 until 98, you could come to the English program, you'll have someone you can learn with, Baruch Hashem, a beautiful variety of people. And Hashem is giving the privilege to get to know many of you, even before you even thought of coming to Eretz Yisrael, and now to see you as B'nai Torah, here in the yeshiva, it's just unbelievable. It puts a big lump in my throat, and it's unbelievable. And one thing, when we came in here, and I told Rav Dror, nobody believed that the yeshiva would be, 3 years ago, if someone said the yeshiva would be 4 floors and an entire English wing, no one would believe. But right across the street, we have the big hotels. One of those big hotels is going to be the English wing of Kutcher Chesed. Okay, that's going to be. I just want to say, since they're recording this thing, to anyone that hears us, wherever you are, if you come to Eretz Yisrael, you're welcome to come and meet Rabbi Dror. You could come, there's a wonderful shirim. You could learn Rabbeinu, you could learn Gemara, you could learn Halacha, and you can learn about yourself, about your real potential. And a person doesn't know who he is until he learns Torah. Okay, so everyone is welcome, and you can find a good learning partner, a good chavruta. And I guarantee you, I sign a paper that you will grow and grow and grow. And you won't believe what your personal potential is. See people here, and it's like watching a baby grow. And it doesn't matter if you're 40 or 50 or 60 or 65, that to see the way people have made phenomenal growth in the yeshiva, it's amazing. It's amazing. I knew some of the guys here, they're now with beards and payas, And they were shallow suburban USA. They had enough brains to help Rav Shaul to spread Emunah. We went on Shabbat, and here they are now, and there's no comparison. It's amazing, it's amazing. Hashem is showing us his miracles. And if you want to believe in miracles, many of us can look in the mirror, and that's a big enough miracle. If we look like the way we do, and we think the way we do, then it's a tremendous miracle. Okay, with Rabbi Dror's permission, I want to say a few words to help us strengthen ourselves for the 3 weeks and for Tisha B'Av. Now, there's a big kasha on Hashem Yitbarach. And a big kasha, Hashem, what do you want from us? Okay, this coming Tuesday is Tisha B'Av. So we sit on the floor, we say lamentations all morning long, all night long, all morning long. Okay, then we could get up and then we could put on a tefillah in the afternoon, but we're crying all the time. Hold it, stop, time out on the field. That's Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av. Less than a week goes by, and Tisha B'Av, first of it, is the worst day in all Jewish history, in the Jewish calendar. There's no worse day. Destruction of the first temple, destruction of the second temple, Spanish Inquisition, all types of things happen. Beitar, according to the minimal opinion in the Gemara, 4 million were killed in Beitar. And there's a Man D'Amar, another opinion says, no, it was 40 million. The conservative opinion that Beitar had 4 million people that were killed. So in other words, the Gemara argues about whether Beitar was Washington, D.C. or New York. It was no less than Washington, D.C. Beitar, right south of here, Yerushalayim, Beitar, was no less. It's amazing. And someone told me, an Arab told me not long ago, that in a village, Batir is a village, an Arab village named Batir, you know what they make a living on? Gold coins. All the time they're selling gold coins. And there's unlimited gold coins. And nobody understands where they get their gold coins, like you get water from a spring. Because there's so much. There were so many millions of people. There's so much gold there. And they're making a living, and they're selling. They know, if you want to buy coins from the second temple, you go to Batir. And these Arabs, they sell so many. So here we go, the worst day in history, the ninth of Av, and we sit in the 3 weeks lead up to here. We just know King David tells us, Bitzal Chavtali, that within every sorrow, there's greatness. We just open our eyes and see what Hashem is doing to us. We're sitting in Yerushalayim with a cup of tea and learning Torah, and our enemies are all killing each other on the borders. So here they're killing each other. By the way, I want to give a blessing to our enemies. I hope that they all succeed. Assad, I hope he has wonderful success. The rebels, I hope he has wonderful success. In Egypt, I wish success to the Muslim Brotherhood and wish success to the army. Everybody should have wonderful success. And that's what Hashem is doing. And this is the 3 weeks. It's phenomenal. So wait a second. Maybe Rabbeinu was right when Rabbeinu said there's no bad in the world, there's no despair in the world. People, look, what you crazy breastlivers. Everywhere I go, they say, I try to stay in good shape, but people ask me, Blazer, do you dance on the roof of cars? I said, not really. I never danced on the roof of a car. I like to dance at weddings. It's a big mitzvah, the Gemara Ksuva said. Okay, but I never danced on the roof of a car. But still, they're crazy, and they're doing, what's Rabbi Nachman? There's no despair in the world. Look, this is the 3 weeks. This is the 3 weeks. And what does Hashem do after Tisha B'Av? 6 days later, what do we have? Tu B'Av, the 15th of. What does the Gemara in Tani tell us? Lo hayu yomim tovim b'Yisrael. There were not such good days in all of the Jewish calendar as the 15th of Av and his Yom Kippur. So what's going on here? What does Hashem expect us to be bipolar? Here, one day we got to sit on the floor, and next day we got to stand up, we got to put on our white clothes, and we go dance in the vineyard, and you pick a wife, and violins in the vineyards. Okay, what's going on here? Hashem, what are we, yo-yo, up and down? Let me tell you something. Everybody knows Sir Isaac Newton? Okay, you guys went to university, you know the laws of physics. Okay, Sir Isaac Newton had 3 laws of physics. His famous law is that force equals acceleration times mass. Boom! You know, the harder the acceleration, the harder the mass, that's the force. Okay, he also had a great law. And I wish, if I would have had the privilege to talk to Sir Isaac Newton, he would have sure been a breastliver. Sir Isaac Newton says, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Okay? Two-pointed arrow in physics, R1, R2, and the F between them, the force, that the opposite pulling force cause one to another. Sir Isaac, he had a speed, he found, he discovered something. But you know something? This was old news. If you open up the Rambam, you'll find in the Rambam, because Rambam was a great physicist. If you open up the Gaon of Vilna, you'll find it in the Gaon of Vilna. He was a great physicist. And Rabbeinu knew all of science. Rabbeinu knew all the secrets of creation. Rabbeinu had every secret. He had secrets that no one else knew. Secret of Rosh Hashanah, only Rabbeinu knows. That's why we go to Uman on Rosh Hashanah. Okay. But Rabbeinu knew this also. How can Rabbi Nachman say there's no despair in the world? You look around, there's wars, there's sickness. How can Rabbi Nachman say, Ein shum yeush bolam, there's no despair in the world? How can Rabbi Nachman say there's no bad in the world? Because you don't look at the interim, you wait what the score, the final score of the ball game is. You don't get up in the movie in the middle of the ball game when your team is losing, you wait till it's over. Okay, because you don't judge a situation by the middle. True? Right? When you see a guy's training, oh, he's in the ring, he's got gloves on, he gets hit. What's going on here? You don't understand what's going on. No, he's getting beat bad. No, he's an American champion Olympic boxer, and his coach is smacking him every time he drops his guard. Hold it. Wait to see, after he gets prepared, wait to see what he does in the ring in the Olympic finals. Then, when he's standing with the gold medal, now you understand that his getting hit, everything was for the best. This was part of his training. You can't be a champion boxer without getting hit on the way. A champion weightlifter, ooh, you got lots of pains in your muscles on the way. So what's going on here? King David, what does he tell us in Psalm 139? King David's telling us it looks like he's bipolar. Imesak shamayim shamata. When I go up high in the sky, I see Hashem, but see Hashem hineka. When I'm down so low, so low, and somebody else would say, oh, you know, give me the Zoloft. You know, I can't handle the depression. I can't handle the despair. Not King David. He says, Imatsia show when I'm down so low. Hineka. Here you are, Hashem. So why does Hashem give us a Tisha B'Av and then give us a Tuba B'Av? With every action is an equal and opposite reaction. That if you see a law in physics, there's an underlying law of spirituality that Hashem put into the Bria. Hashem put into the creation. It's too bad that Newton just saw the physical side. But Rabbeinu and the Rambam and the Gaon, they saw the spiritual side. This the physical side, this was, it was a baby's conclusion for them. But nobody understands Rabbeinu. So if we understand how difficult the destruction of the first temple, how difficult the destruction of the second temple, how difficult Korban Beitar, the destruction of Beitar, how difficult the Shoah, the Holocaust. Wow, with every action comes an equal and opposite reaction, and the Rambam says, you better believe it. If you don't believe in Mashiach, and you don't believe that soon Hashem is going to build the base of Mikdash right across the street, and we're at that 12 minutes walk, we go through Shar Shechem. Okay, people are afraid today to go to Shar Shechem, but no, not anymore. 12-minute walk to be in Beis HaMikdash, right here from the Chutz Chesed English Yeshiva. Okay? If you believe that there was a destruction of a temple, and you believe there's a Holocaust, we know there's a Holocaust, we know there's destruction of a temple, then we have to believe that for every action is an equal and opposite reaction, and that's the happiness that waits for us. So we're not down here, oh, I got hit. No, I'm going to be an Olympic champion. This is what you look forward to. And when you look at the end result, where you're going, and what's going to be, then I'm part of this exciting historical thing. Look, and this is proof right here in this yeshiva. This is proof. Who would believe? I don't want to embarrass anybody. But even take myself, if you would take Laser in 1969 as a student at University of Maryland, and tell him where he'd be. Hey, Lucy in the sky with diamonds. You're spaced out, bro. Hey, no way. Okay, keep on. And the side curls and the beat. No way, Jose. Okay, be seen. And in every single one of us. And if we can believe in this miracle, but down so low, and Hashem took us so high, not only to Yerushalayim, to Rabbi Nachman's yeshiva, to learn Emunah from Rav Shalom, Hashem's emissary to spread Emunah in the world. My goodness. We have to stop and ponder our good fortune. This is what the Novi says this Shabbos. We see the Haftarah, Shabbos Chazon. It's named after Chazon, the first word in Haftarah. The Novi, what does he accuse Am Yisrael of? Oh, you did idolatry? No, doesn't say idolatry. Oh, bloodshed? No bloodshed. Illicit sex? No illicit sex. These are the three worst sins in Torah that a person has to die for. Yereg val yavo. He has to die and not commit them. The Navi says, Ami loit bonan. My nation did not open up their eyes and look. Beloved brothers, all we got to do is open up our eyes. I think every one of us has problems. Every single one of us has problems. If we didn't have problems, then we'd been checked out from this world a long time ago. We're here to correct. And that's what Rabbi Nachman says. As long as the candle is burning, you can still correct, still rectify. We have to stop and think. Look where Hashem took us from. And look at we are now. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And I can tell you, the show is not over. We're not even halfway there. That what's waiting for us is nothing but up. And that's why we have to be happy. We have to thank Hashem for every moment we have the privilege of being in the yeshiva and appreciate our beloved rabbi and brother, Rabbi Dror. Just to kiss him every day, every minute, of Hashem, and to appreciate and just thank Hashem all the time for all the good. And then we know this way we could go through the 3 weeks with a smile on our face. The Gemara in Tanit says, "Mashenichnas av mimatim b'simcha." When the month of Av comes in, we reduce a little bit our simcha. Doesn't mean we get rid of it. So for Breslover, if you've got level 98 simcha, go down to 94, 95. Okay. You know, you have to be on the floor. All right? This is it. And this is fulfilling the halacha. So Hashem should help us all to succeed. And all together, hand in hand, we should be able to receive the face of Mashiach in our rebuilt temple, Yerushalayim, speed in our days. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me, I'm going to get back to
you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Bless you so much. A wonderful success from now on. A lot of them. A few times. We have millions of Jews who came to this. Thank you. Thank you very much. Important thing that I heard in that shiur that you just heard from Rav Broides was that he said that if he would meet Isaac Newton, he would meet him to give us in Breslau. What it means? It means that he believes in himself. It means that he knows that really if he would find 10, 15 minutes, 1 hour with him, he would convince him to throw all of his nonsense and to come to be a Breslev Hasid, to learn in Yeshiva, Breslev, Eretz Yisrael. He believes in himself. This is why he's succeeding. When Shaul HaMelech failed, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Shmuel HaNavi to him. Shmuel HaNavi came and asked him, "What are you doing? Why are you not listening to Hashem? Are you too small when you're looking at yourself? You don't believe in yourself? You don't understand that you are the messenger of Hashem, that you are the king of Am Yisrael? Or you don't believe in yourself? We need to believe in ourselves mamash, 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 to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Like we said a few times, we have a green light. The salvation, the Geulah, the complete Geulah is on. It's happening. We are the face of the Geulah. all of us, we're the faces of the Geula, the salvation, Baalei Teshuva, people that are waking up from the distance, from the darkness, and coming toward to Jerusalem to drink, to eat from that amazing light of Kedusha, that the light comes out from Zion. And this is the light of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. This is the fire that burns in the candle of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It comes through our Rabbi Rav Shalom. That nothing that we're going to say, I met Harav today, this morning, and I told him, Harav, thank you. And I feel that you are with me, and I know that you're with me. So he told me for sure that I'm with you. I'm with you every moment. I told him, yes, I see, it's a huge success. People are coming from the United States. In less than 1 week, we, how you said?
Increased
room.
Doubled.
In the apartment, filled up the apartment. 2 months ago, I talked to David Shlomo. He told me we have 2 guys for the new apartment. A lot of guys left and went, and a lot of guys had doubts. What are they going to do? Told me, are we moving another step, taking another step? What are we doing? Maybe we should regret. What are we going to do? We have 2 guys for sure. Told me, don't have a choice. We have to open the new apartment. With all of those doubts, now we have 15 people in the apartment. 15. Last week we had 7. Now we have 15. And there is another 3 that are on the way. We need to rent another place. All of those words are what they're saying, that hotel. I told you once in Shabbat, Rav Shalom told me, in Motzei Shabbat, go and buy those 3 hotels across the street. It's going to be. It's going to be. It's all really going to be. Hashem is talking to you. If you're not going to believe to what it is saying to you, so you are kofer. If Hashem is saying to you that you're good, that you're doing good, that you're succeeding, why you don't want to accept it? If your friends loves you, if people are telling you that you're nice, that you're good, that you're kind, that you're doing good things, that you're helping, that you're succeeding, why are you arguing with yourself and trying to convince yourself that you're bad? Why? The truth is, what that Hashem is saying to you. Someone is chasing you, Hashem is chasing you, Hashem is forcing you in your tshuva process. Hashem is not chasing you. Hashem is supporting you, and building you, and helping you, and sending to you wonderful, amazing messengers to support you, and to help you, and to provide you all of your needs. And it's just revealing the enormous love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to you. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, you hate yourself, you're wiser than Hashem. He loves you, He appreciates you, He honors you. He's taking care of you, He's supplying to you food and clothing and everything that you need. And He's teaching you wisdoms that we wish that all of Am Yisrael are going to have. What did we forgot already? Really, think about the amazing knowledge that we achieved, that we got in few months, in few years of tshuva. This is things that people alone, without that huge wisdom of Arab, will not going to achieve in a lifetime, and even not in few lifetimes. They're going to come back in a different lifetime to this world, and they're going to fail in all of the avonot again, and they will not going to learn the lesson that Arab can teach you in one lesson. That you, in one lesson, going to hear a shiur that you can serve Hashem in Mesirut Nefesh all of your life based on that shiur. Huge amounts of light, of real, pure, purified light that wakes up people from everywhere in the world. Every day we're receiving, how you call that, answers, messages, questions from in Facebook, in the YouTube. You can never imagine goyim that are asking questions, saying, I'm a goy. What he said, from Colombia? What he said?
U.S., but from Puerto Rico.
From Puerto Rico, he's saying, I'm a goy, and I believe in God, Elokei Israel, and I want to be, to develop my faith, and I'm full with gratitude to Am Israel that they are sharing that light with us, And I'm asking Harav if I should circumcise myself, or that maybe the fact that I'm doing tshuva and circumcising my heart, it's making Hashem happy enough. Or should I circumcise myself also? Those are things I told Harav Shalom today. This morning I shared with him. I told him, Harav, people are coming. People are sending all of those messages, and people want to come more and more. I told you about that friend of us. He's still teaching in the United States. He's still teaching. He's got 200 students every shiur teaching Gan HaShalom. Every day. And his wife, she's teaching also. The same 200. The wives. And he just went and believed in himself and opened the shiur and decided to talk from the mouth of Rav Shalom Arush. And you just need to open a book and start reading from it. You need to read. Hashem is going to give you wisdom inside of your words. Grace, chen, that you're going to find the right words. But it's all written. Rav Shalom gave us something. The truth is that mamash, Rabbi Nachman is saying about Beit HaMikdash what we should cry about. Stones, woods that have been ruined. How much it was cost? $10 million? So let's collect $10 million and rebuild Beit HaMikdash. Not on that we're crying. We're crying on the istalkut or hatzadik, on the fact that the light of the tzadik went away, disappeared. And we cannot see the tzaddik. We cannot see him. If we would have eyes to understand what we have under our nose, a person, a huge person, that can lead us to Kedusha, to Ahavat Israel, to complete faith in Hashem Yitbarach, and to give that opportunity to each and every one of us, to wake up from our nonsense, from our whinings, from all of our frustrations and imaginations, and to wake up and to dedicate our lives to important things, to save lives. Lives of Jews, of people that are drowning. There are people that are drowning, mamash, right now. Thousands of them. We're not allowed to sleep, we're not allowed to eat, we're not allowed to drink, we're not allowed to do nothing as long as our brothers are drowning. So you don't have a choice, you have to grab something to eat because you have to keep on running. It's okay to eat like that. By the way, you're allowed to sleep. By the way, after the fact, the diavad, the huge diavad, you're allowed to be with your wife, you're allowed to be with your family, you're allowed, the diavad. It's a huge diavad. Who's got time? Who's got time? Who's got time to make a meal, to sit, to cut? Vegetable salad, Greek salad. Who's got time? There is no time. Just you don't feel that it's your brother. Or that you don't care about your brother. But it's only because we don't have a heart. We need to wake ourselves, mamash, to be awake every day. To fight with ourselves. To wake ourselves up. You cannot sleep, mister. Again, slap yourself. You cannot sleep. This is it. Wake up. You're not allowed to sleep. Wake up. Stop eating so much. Wake up. Go to the field. Today, this morning, a woman that I'm helping her through the phone, talking to her once in a while, she told me that she finished her itbodedut at 6:20 in the morning. This morning, she made 1 hour and 20 minutes walking, doing her itbodedut. And she told me about few things that she's praying on them. I told her it was maybe 8:30. I told her, alright, Bezat Hashem, now go and do your sha'a. Do your 1 hour itbodedut. She said, but I done. I told her, I remember that you're done. So what if you're done? 1 hour and 20 minutes. So what? Now you have 4 hours. For what? For more sandwiches? For more pasta salads? For what? So do another half an hour now, and do another 20 minutes later, and do another 5 minutes on Am Israel, and remind yourself on your phone. Open your phone on the list here, people, friends, and you see in letter Aleph how many people you have. All of those people, you can pray on them. I'm still in Aleph. And then you're coming to Bet. Now Bet, how many people you have in Bet? Everyone you should pray on him. Gimel, Dalet, Hey. Hundreds of people that you can pray on them. It's an advice. You don't have nothing to talk about in this Bodedut. Open your phone. Find that list of Am Yisrael that you have. Those souls that connected to you. And start mentioning them. Start mentioning them while you're attached to Rabbeinu. It's not like you're mentioning them for no reason. You're attached to Rabbeinu. Every word that you're saying in the Bodedut is rising immediately up. Immediately Rabbeinu is taking those names and doing something with them. It all depends in what? In how much you believe in the power of Rabbeinu. That when you are bonding yourself to Rabbeinu in the Bodedut, you're bond to him. You're attached to him. He's with you in the field. Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman in Breslev, Mamash, is with you. The Tzaddik is alive. He is Chai Almin. Tzaddik Yesod Olam, he is alive. It's written in the Holy Zohar. So what if you cannot feel it? So it means that the Torah is not true because you cannot feel the sweetness of the Torah? No, you feel bitterness and you believe that it's sweet. And you still don't have the merit to taste the sweetness of the Torah. But you believe that it's sweet. So you cannot see the tzaddik that is with you in the field. In Sukkot, you cannot see Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and not Moshe, and Aaron, Yosef, and David, and still, you're doing everything by the halacha. You're putting a chair for them to honor the Ushpizim, the visitors that you have, and you're accepting them and welcoming them. And you believe that they are with you, even that you cannot see them. Rabbi David Chaim Stern said that he was sitting in the sukkah, and suddenly Rabbi Nachman in Breslev came physically through the schach into his sukkah. Just land into his sukkah. And he said, I heard him saying that. Myself in Uman, I heard him saying that. And you saw how many times in the shiur that he gave in the yeshiva, how many times he said, I'm not lying. I'm not, how do you say, magzim?
Exaggerating.
I'm not changing. I heard him saying that. You know what he said about Dusha? He said people that haven't cleaned themselves yet from all of the Dusha subjects, they cannot taste the taste of Dusha. But I'm going to tell you that after that you taste the taste of Dusha, you understand that you never tasted sweet taste before in your life. Nothing that you had, that you were living on, that you were counting on, wasn't right. It's like a person that lives on Pepsi Cola, on I don't know what, on beer, on alcohol. He lives on that, he's happy, smoking weed, I don't know what. This is his happiness. Listening to music, trance, I don't know what. This is his happiness. You cannot tell him nothing because this is his happiness. But it's only because that it didn't stop for a few days, for a few months, and tasted something else. But after that you're tasting it, you can see it, Amur Ukitov Hashem, that Hashem is good. And we have to be so brave to fight with our Yetzirah. And it's not going to be that hard, like that the Yetzirah is painting it to us. He's saying to you, you're not going to stand in it, you won't have the ability to stand in it. But the truth is that Rabbeinu is saying that the fight, that the power, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing in front of the person, the meni'ah, the stoppings, the blockings, are only corresponding to the powers that the person has. Means that for sure, if you have those blockings, that you for sure have the power to break those. And to penetrate them, and to go through them, and to learn the lesson. Everyone thinks to himself, I have bigger problems than anyone else, and me for sure. I'm far from all of that. You just don't believe in yourself. What it means you don't believe in yourself? You don't believe in the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to you. Really, you don't have powers. Really, you're not that wise. Really, you're nothing. But Hashem is huge. Hashem is great. Hashem is very powerful. And if He's going to decide to be with you, so you're going to be that hero that conquered his Yetzer Hara, that beats everything, that achieves everything that he wants. Like Moshe Rabbeinu. You're not going to surrender. It all depends on how much you appreciate Hashem, how much you believe that Hashem is Rahman. The amazing thing about the month of Av, what is the word Av? Av, it's a father. When we're using the word Av, Av Arachamim, father of mercy. Av Arachman, father of mercy. This is the month of Av. This is why Kadosh Baruch Hu put it in the ninth day of Av. What is ninth? Tesha. Tesha, it's from the word Teshua, salvation. This is Tesha. Tesha means Toshia. You're going to save us. Tosha. This is the word Tesha. Tesha Be'av. The Father is going to save us. This is Tisha Be'av. When you're going down, you just need to hold yourself strong with Hashem. There is no falling. There is no falling in the world of Hashem. When a person is serving Hashem Yitbarach, he cannot go down. Because there is no place at all. You're with Hashem. You're always with Hashem. Like that old righteous man that was laughing when Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. They asked him, why are you laughing? Because this is the right thing to laugh. Because this is the right thing. When you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting all of his anger and all of the lesson on stones and on woods and on a temple instead of Am Yisrael, you should be so happy. If you see that you have a lacking in your life, as big as it's gonna be, if on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out all of his, so to speak, frustration from your Avodat Hashem, so you're very lucky. So you lost something in Avodat Hashem, but you're alive, but you can still do. And all of that because that Bor Olam now is not angry anymore with you. Let me to make a certain accident, something, you failed in something, you fight with someone, you've been rebuked, you've been insulted, you lost huge amount of money. You're right, you lost. But you gained your life. All of the rest you have. So don't be stupid to look on what that you lost, and be wise to look on what that you got. You got your life. Every moment that we're alive, it's kindness. It's Chesed Hashem, it's the loving kindness of the Creator that is reviving us, that is teaching us. Torah that comes from the highest places of them all. Yesterday I went with Yitzchak, he came with me to Shiur in Bat Yam. I told him on the way back, and really, I'm not as strong as Rabbi David Chaim Stern, but I'm also trying not to lie. Sometimes it goes out automatically, but I'm trying to take my words back. I apologize, I regret, I did tshuva. So I told him, me, myself, I cannot understand how can it be that all of that huge light is speaking from my mouth. I don't have that mouth to talk those diburim. Me, myself, I don't have that mouth to talk those diburim. Me, myself, I'm not holding in that faith, except of the fact that I'm trying to fight with my Yetzer Hara and to achieve that faith. And still HaKadosh Baruch Hu is opening for us and opening for us and opening for us, like that He opened the sea. Not in the moment that they saw the sea, suddenly they saw a path opened, wide, clear, roads and traffic lights that they can walk into safely. No. Only after that they were starting to choke from the water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started to open the sea. And after it, only after every step, He opened another Amma. Another step, another Amma. Another step, another Amma. Been opened. You have to keep on walking. Have to keep on walking. And you're not allowed to stop from one moment. You think that you have downs, you think that you, I don't know what, you missed it, you lost it. It's all nonsense, it's all shtuyot. It's all tricks of the Yetzer Hara to push you into despair, into sadness, that you're going to give up. That you're going to give up. Sorry. The truth is that we need a tissue. The truth is that there is no despair in the world at all. Any Yeush ba'olam klal. First of all, the expensive equipment. Yom HaMonav shel Yisrael Chaviv Be'enecha. First of all, we need to have that faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, that He's helping us, that He's purifying us, that He's got a message in everything that He's doing with us, that He's talking to us, that He's revealing Himself to us. Kudsha Berichu Ve'oraita Ve'am Yisrael, it's all one. Means that if you're learning Torah, you're learning Hashem. Hashem is revealing Himself to you. Hashem is letting you recognize Him. He's bringing His face back to the picture. He stops from hiding Himself. He lets us see Him again. He's coming back, like we're saying. Like that we're saying, המחזיר שכינתו לציון. That Hashem brings back the Shechina to Tzion. Not gonna bring. לא Hashem יחזיר שכינתו לציון. He is already doing it. המחזיר, He is bringing it back, the Shechina to Tzion. What is the Shechina? What is the Shechina? It's us. We are the Shechina. The Shechina is Bnei Israel. He is bringing them back to Tzion. Here you are, came from Miami. You're sitting in Tzion. It's sparks of Shechina that were in the exile, and the righteous people with their prayers pulled those sparks back to Tzion. And you were a goy and you convert and you came to Eretz Israel and you're doing tshuva. Those are sparks that have been swallowed by the snake, and the tzaddik Rabbeinu HaKadosh forced him to puke, to choke. And he took those souls back into the borders of the Kedusha. And now you have a will of an Israeli, of a Jew, and you want also to dedicate your life to Avodat Hashem, and you also want to learn Torah, and you also want to learn how to purify yourself, and how to talk to the Creator, and how to share with Him. Rabbeinu said, the success, how are you going to see that you have Siyata Dishmaya, that they're helping you from heaven in your Itbodedut, when you're talking to Hashem? When you're talking to Hashem like you're talking to your best friend. You should talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like you're talking to your best friend. And until you're going to understand that, you're going to be still far from Hashem. As long as you're not going to understand it. But in the moment that you're going to understand that on every problem that you have in your life, you just need to stop and to raise your eyes to Hashem and to share it with Him. This is your solution to all of your problems. Even though that it sounds very easy, the war on that is very hard and the success is very huge. And we just need to work. To train ourselves for that. Faith is something that you should work on with the time, with the years, another time, another Itbodedut, another trip to Uman. Also, we need to talk about Uman. Soon we're going to go to Ben Azmanim. We have to go to Uman. Each and every one of us have to be in Uman Rosh Hashanah. Ish bal yader, Rabbeinu said. No one gonna be
missing.
What?
Missing.
No one gonna be missing. 100% of that class have to come. 100% of that class have to come to Uman. No doubt about it. No doubt. Harav Shalom said, if there is a Hasid Breslev in this yeshiva that learns that he is not doing Sha'ayit Bodedut a day, there is a side to say that he's stealing from me. You're learning in Chut Shel Chesed? You're a student of Arav Shalom? You're a student of Rabbeinu HaKadosh? You have obligations from heaven. Arav not going to force you to do nothing. And if you're going to come and whine, Arav going to open that way for you. No problems. But the truth is that it's wrong. That to come to Uman, this is our tikkun, to our neshama. And everyone have to come to the tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh and to come humble, to come low, to come to with that approach of I'm surrendering. I came to be fixed. Rabbeinu heal me. Rabbeinu help me. Rabbeinu save me. Save my life. How much it's going to cost? Money is shtuyot. When you wanted to buy that new computer, that new laptop, those new amazing pair of shoes and that, I don't know what, swatch and I don't know what, watch. You done that. You done everything that you wanted to do. Everything. If you needed to find 4,000 shekels to pay your electricity bill, you found it in 2 days. Because you don't have a choice. So also to come to Rabbeinu, you don't have a choice. And even if it's going to cost you 3,000 shekels, $700, $800, if you're going to need that chas v'shalom, for something critical, you're going to find it. But the only reason that you're not finding it for the ticket is because that you're asleep, that you're not awake to understand the importance of coming to Uman in Rosh Hashanah, like the Rav Boyde said, the secret of Rosh Hashanah, only Rabbeinu know that secret. And Rabbeinu said that Am Yisrael going to come to Uman also in the 40 years of Mashiach, 40 Shnot Mashiach. They're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, 10 Kohanim that are going to stay in Beit Mikdash. And Mashiach, with all of Am Yisrael, for 40 years, going to go to Uman. Rosh Hashanah. And if you don't believe it, you don't believe your rabbi. And you need to do tshuva on the fact that you don't have emunat chachamim. Rabbeinu said, Rosh Hashanah sheli ole al hakol. My Rosh Hashanah is above everything else. Ish bal yader, that no one gonna miss. Rabbi Natan said, I'm afraid not to come more than I'm afraid to come. Even if the path gonna be covered with knives, I'm gonna crawl on my hands and my legs. And I'm going to be there in Rosh Hashanah. And he said, even if Rabbeinu going to hit me with a cane, with a bat, I will and going to tell me not to be there in Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to be there in Rosh Hashanah. This is the only thing that Rabbi Natan said, that even if Rabbeinu going to tell him the opposite, he's going to do that anyway. Rosh Hashanah, this is the, it's everything. Everything is hidden in it. You have problems, buy a ticket. There is those ships that are going for a tour in the sea. You know those?
Cruise ships.
Send your wife, here she is calling. Send her on that cruise. I'm going to tell her that I bought her a ticket. Shalom, Ishtir.